got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Talking about chipping your teeth. Tom and Loggy, look, they just had sensitive teeth today for reasons it'll be a bit clearer next week on their brekkie show. But it got us thinking about sensitive teeth. And the only I've never had sensitive teeth ever. But I have chipped teeth all over the place.
I've had real sensitive teeth.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it like? What happens? It's like how I was asking Ben from Workdays what hay fever is.
Right.
What is it?
So, like, I get it when my teeth touch something cold. So, like, if I, like, bite into an ice cream. I have pain in my teeth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, not fun. I've never chipped a tooth, though.
I've had a swing shoved. That's why my bottom teeth are all what I describe as crooked fence.
Yeah.
Because they're all over the place, and that's how I got a big chip in there. And hearing stories about chipping your teeth.
You've had a tough life, Timmy.
Thank you, my lord. I love hearing stories about people chipping their teeth. My mum and your mum both eat soft foods and chip their teeth. It is incredibly funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I know it would hurt like hell.
But it looks hilarious.
It's so funny.
It looks comical.
Chris has given us a call from Lara. Chris, when you were younger, you chipped your teeth. Is that right?
Yeah, mate. When I was about 12, I went on a metal skate ramp and it was slightly wet on rollerblades and came off second best.
So, Chris, did you go, like, face first into the steel?
Yeah, potentially, yeah, face first. Broke my wrist as well. It wasn't fun.
So did you try and catch a fall with your teeth on the rail? Just thought, oh, if I'm going down, I'll see if I can grab on with the...
literally my mouth hit the metal.
How many teeth did we lose, Chris?
One was slightly pushed back, like the front two, and the other one snapped in half.
Oh, full hillbilly. Full Cletus from The Simpsons there.
Oh,
Chris. And so what happens at that age? Did you get, like, have you got a fake half tooth now?
Yeah, I got a fake half tooth now. The dentist told me at the time that I'd be lucky if it stayed in my mouth until I was 21. But I'm 34 now and it's still there.
So you can't, it's not something you put in the morning when you get up and you go, well, I can't forget my teeth.
Yeah.
Nah, so it's like, I think it's a crown or something, like it's glued in.
Incredible, yeah. Chris. We really appreciate your call. That must have hurt a lot. Ian in Geelong West, also when you were 12 years old, you chipped your teeth. How so?
Yeah. I was on my way home from school on the bike. Thought I would do a bunny hop over a like a speed bump.
Oh, no.
But I miscalculated how close I was to the gutter. And as I came down, the wheels hit the gutter. I went head first over the handlebars and face first into the gutter.
Teeth first into the concrete?
Oh, no.
Yeah, into the concrete, yeah. The worst thing was I had a stack hat on as well because it was only back in the days where stack hats were still fairly new. So I had a helmet on. Yeah. To protect me then.
You should have worn a full face one like a motorbike.
Like you were a cricket wicketkeeper.
Yeah.
Ian, how many teeth did you lose?
Well, thankfully, only the one. One got pushed a little bit, but I snapped one in half like the previous caller. And I was halfway home, so I had to ride home with blood, you know, gushing out of my face.
Oh, jeez.
And the dentist at the time drilled a metal peg into my tooth and then built some stuff around it to hold together.
Are you born like Forrest Gump with rickety brackets on your legs?
So, hang on.
When
you go through the metal detector at the airport...
Just my tooth, I swear, officer. It's not me. We're changing things on the fly, Jess, because this is the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, yeah, we had planned to talk a little Taylor Swift news.
But we can get to that.
We can get to that later because we got a call from Kira in Geelong.
Yeah.
And I need you to hear about this chipped tooth story.
Yeah, so we've been talking about sensitive teeth that have been chipped. And apparently, Jess, could I be correct in saying we weren't playing a game, but whatever, if it is, Kira's won?
Yes, absolutely.
Kira, hello, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm concerned because Jess heard your story and then changed how the show was going to go. So tell us about what's your chipped teeth story?
Yeah, so it's my dad's story. He was playing under 17s in a small town in central Victoria, probably 1970s. He got a really bad tackle that resulted in most, if not all, of his teeth being chipped, fallen out. So from 17, he has had a full mouth of fake teeth.
17, Tim.
Kira, can I have a moment of honesty with you?
Yeah.
When I was playing footy a couple of years ago, now if you're a kid and you're playing footy, don't do this.
This is the dream scenario for me.
I thought, well, if I chip all my teeth and lose them playing football, if I stop wearing a mouth guard, I'll have to get veneers and I'll have to get fake teeth and they'll be straight finally. That's where I was willing to go.
So
your dad's living my dream.
Does your dad have like a full set of falsies, like top and bottom?
Yeah.
Hey, you can take them out.
Only like ever at night. I've ever, like, growing up, always just at night. Yeah,
that's what my pa does when he wants to mess with us on Christmas.
Just like, yeah, he goes,
oh, sorry, I dropped the dog out again. Oh, Kira, yeah, incredible. I'm glad your dad's all right now.
What a tackle!
I was gonna say, did he get a free kick?
I have no idea that part of the story.
Yeah, I guess you kind of weren't born, hey.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
And every single week we set each other a challenge to try and stay in the celebrity landscape. Because, Jess, everyone loves celebrities. They're like, oh, yeah. Everything you do, wow.
Lots of famous people on the planet, Tim. Yeah. And we've only got 60 seconds to guess one of them.
K-Rock. Tim and Jess. OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity.
Challenge that's easy and hard depending on the player each week. Jess, this week it is your turn with, again, 60 seconds to think of the one celebrity that's in my mind. Take your headphones off.
Okay.
And block your ears and look away. I will say today's celebrity that Jess will be guessing today, it is son of Steve Irwin, Robert Irwin. Yeah. Come back, great. Baby.
I'm here, baby.
Thanks. So, Jess, are you feeling somewhat confident about this?
No, not at all. Because you said to me before we started that I was going to be mad today. So.
So, what I can almost guarantee is you're going to initially be annoyed.
Yeah.
And then you'll go, nah, fair enough. Like, I'm almost certain it's going to happen. So, you've only got yes or no questions and three guesses maximum because we're not here all day, Charlie. So,
let's do it.
Time starts after the first question. Jess, to you, good luck.
Tim, am I a female?
No.
Am I male?
Yeah.
Am I Australian?
Yeah.
Am I on TV?
Yeah.
Am I on TV currently?
I think so.
Have I also done films?
Yes.
Have I done Australian films?
Yes.
Am I a comedian?
No.
Am I a presenter?
Yes. 30 seconds.
Oh, God. Do I present reality TV shows?
I don't think so.
Okay, so I'm not Osher Ginsberg. Oh, God. Am I Rove McManus?
No. You're not Australian darling Rove McManus.
Okay. 15 seconds. Oh, God. Am I also a dancer?
No. 10 seconds.
Was I on Neighbours?
No.
Was I on Home and Away?
No.
Damn.
Three.
Am I Hemsworth?
No. One guess. Okay, you've had two guesses, pretty much. Third and final guess out of the time. Shot clock is counted out, but I'll give you one more guess. If you can get it, I'll be bloody impressed.
Scott Tweedy?
No, you are not Scott Tweedy from that weird Channel 11 show 10 years ago.
Great Channel 10 show.
You are Robert Irwin.
Oh, no. I know.
So you know what I mean? It's like we all know who Robert Irwin is.
Yes.
And he's huge. Damn. But why Robert Irwin, I hear you asking without using your words, Jess. It's because, how's this? He was in a photo with somebody, so now there's speculation, at least on the Daily Mail, that he's dating this person.
Oh, who?
It is the daughter of Blue Wiggle Anthony Field, the other Blue Wiggle, Lucia Field. There's a photo of them. They're about the same age. They were at Australia Zoo doing a Wiggly Australia Zoo party. Photo together. The Blue Wiggles' daughter's in love with Robert Irwin.
Oh, my God.
And this week was Steve Irwin Day, a couple of days ago, Jess. So I was like, all right, if you're ever going to get Robert Irwin, today was going to be the day.
Lucia's so sweet as well. I watched her. She danced at the 18-plus Wiggles show. They brought her out because she was the original ballerina like back in the day. So Anthony, like half of Anthony's family work for the Wiggles. That's very like...
It's a good way to keep
A lot of nepotism happening at the Wiggles.
I love the Wiggles. So, yeah, you were Robert Irwin.
Dang.
And he is just, honestly, he could do no wrong. Well, he could. Just don't, Robert, please.
Also, he's so cute. Like,
all right, you are 31. He is an 18-year-old
child. I didn't say he was hot.
He couldn't drive
cute,
until
okay?
last year.
Really?
Jeez, you criminal. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I wanted to share something with everyone, and you're perfect to speak to about this because you have lived different versions of long distance in relationships.
Yes.
So you've done like full-blown, half-blown, and what I would say now like quarter-blown. Distance?
Well, I guess so. We're no longer long distance. We just have two houses.
Yeah. I mean, what a weird problem to have. But yeah, it is. It's like, all right, we're paying two rents. We still live not together, but we spend most of our time together.
100%.
Where he's lived in Queensland, you've lived in Victoria.
Yeah.
That's proper long distance,
I do
right?
not recommend that kind of long distance.
But the things you do for love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the things you'll do to commit to that love. Now, when you were properly living long distance, what are a few things? Things, family friendly, mind you, that you would do to, like, you know, have a bit of fun.
Right. I'd cry lots, but that wasn't fun.
Sorry, have a bit of fun. So, like, maybe you would do, like, fancy dates where you would do Zooms and dress up nice,
We would cook together. So, like, we would get the same ingredients, make the same meal while we were long distance.
Right.
I would send him little packages. He would send me food.
And money, you know. Well, I've stumbled across something, Jess, and I've sent you a link so you can look at this yourself. Because if you're ever feeling down, if you're ever feeling like at nighttime, you know, you just want that special person in your life that you're living long distance with to cuddle with, for $160 very cheap dollars, Jess, you can get an emotional support bed that is life size.
This thing looks so creepy.
I don't know why it unsettles me so much. Can you put a photo up on our Instagram at KRock Geelong, please?
Yeah.
So it is a life-sized or a human-sized teddy bear, but the head is unusually small, and I don't know why it unsettles me. So it's a giant teddy bear.
It's the size of a normal teddy bear's head, but the body of like a gigantic bear.
So it stands at 170 meters tall. It only weighs 3.5 kilos, though. I feel like you'd want it to have a bit more
weight.
Yeah, you
want it to be like a weighted blanket.
Because the photos that I've seen, and we'll put up a series of these at K-Rock Geelong on our social media, you can put it on the couch and you can kind of snuggle in like it's a person, what you would do with your special person, or you can spoon them in bed. Like, we've spoken before about those really long maternity pillows. Take the word maternity out of it. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I want that big pillow.
I'm gonna admit something slightly pathetic here.
No, that's fine.
During the last lockdown, I did buy one of those long body maternity pillows.
How long ago was that lockdown?
God, end of last year, I think I bought it.
You've kept that very quiet.
Yeah.
Like, I've known you a long time, and that has not popped up.
We now use it as like a joint pillow at the top of the bed. So instead of using it as a body pillow, like we just have one long rectangular pillow, so that like when I roll over to his side or
you're
he rolls
yanking,
out of mine, there's not. We don't use two pillows. It's
one
pillow.
I guess in like another sense, it is an easier way if you're thinking about getting a third person in the relationship. You've got this massive pillow, but again, other end. Do you think $160 is good value for people that are single or in long distance relationships that want to feel the comfort and warmth of their partner when they actually can't be there?
I'm going to say, if you are resorting to a $160 teddy bear, maybe there's something wrong with your relationship.
Well, I've got to return your Christmas present, and this is embarrassing.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session, and this is a very serious place for very silly things.
Yes.
What we like to do is if we have a disagreement on something, every Thursday we bring it to you. You decide who is right. And in particular today, Jess, you are really fired up, but not at me for a change.
We had a different case. We had to throw it out of the courtroom today because this one fired me up so much. Last night, I walked into the bathroom. I see Akshay brushing his teeth.
Akshay is your boyfriend?
Yes. He's brushing his teeth with my pink toothbrush.
Can I just say what I think you're feeling?
Uh-huh.
I don't think you're happy about that, Jess. Could I be wrong?
No, you wouldn't be wrong. You'd be completely correct. I said to him, hey, what the hell's going on?
I'm sure you used that word. Didn't start with an F and end with another few letters.
And he said, what do you mean? What are you talking about? But he was like...
yeah, when you've got the... Yeah, well, I haven't done anything wrong.
And I said, that's my toothbrush. And he said, it's my toothbrush. I said, Akshay, my toothbrush is the pink one.
Right.
Yours is the green one. And he was like, oh, yeah, that one's mine too. What do you mean mine too? Like, I just... He brushes so aggressively as well that, like, all the toothbrush
after
bristles
like
are like...
three brushes.
It looks like he's had it for, like, 6 months and it's, like, been used twice.
Yeah.
And mine started looking like that and I was like, what is going on?
Because you're a delicate brusher.
And then I realised he's using my toothbrush when I saw it in his damn mouth. And I said, 52232955, can you share a toothbrush?
Absolutely, mate.
I wonder which side you think I'm on.
Absolutely, you can.
Yuck.
My wife is also in your camp for some reason. Ugh. I don't understand it. Like, we kiss.
Kissing's different.
I disagree.
I'm not going into his mouth and licking the plaque off his teeth.
Sometimes me and my wife pash on so hard I get the enamel off, I reckon. That's how good of a kisser I am. Ask any chick.
Yuck.
No, like, at the end of the day, like, if my wife was using my toothbrush,
ugh,
like, every day I'd say, all right, we'll get you your own. But if she's just using it every now and then,
I might understand if it was, like, dire situations, all the shops on planet Earth are shut, and he desperately needs to brush his
teeth. It's April 2020, and things in China aren't looking good. Maybe then, but not
maybe
now.
But right now, he has at least two toothbrushes with his name on it in our house.
And his mouth on it too.
Why is he using mine?
I think he's fine. Play on. Let the boy live. Get off his back. He's such a naggy girlfriend.
Well, it doesn't matter what you have to say, Tim. It doesn't matter what I have to say. 52232955. We're looking for a judge.
Susan in Mount Dunedin's giving us a call. Your Honour, how are you going?
Good, thank you.
Ooh, hi, Susan.
Susan, you seem like you have a lot of opinions on this. Talk us through your ruling before you give anything away.
I believe that the mouth is one of the most dirtiest bacterial thing that you could have. since if you get bitten by a human, you have to get antibiotics if they break skin. If they are an aggressive brusher, their gums might bleed.
And my boyfriend Akshay is an aggressive brusher, Susan.
I heard.
But no, see, Susan, if you ain't bleeding, you ain't trying.
God,
that's what my dentist told me.
And what happens if there's an abscess there, which is infection?
Oh, we all go through challenges, and overcoming those is a fun little thing.
Yuck, Tim. All right, Susan, we've heard the final arguments. We're going to hand you over the gavel now. When it comes to sharing a toothbrush, what is your final ruling? Is it yay or nay?
Nay.
What? You caught me off guard, Susan, I'll be honest. Susan, do you work in, like, the dental field? You seem very educated about teeth. Or are you just educated in general more than Jess and I?
It might be the fact that I've got six children and none of them share my toothbrush.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yuck.
But obviously one for the six of them, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Each.
Yeah. Susan, hey, thank you for being our judge, Your Honour. She's hung up on us.
Okay, great.
That's all right. So get me this. If I have six kids, I have to buy them six toothbrushes?
Yes, Tim.
Who's giving me all this toothbrush money?
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.